Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Lima in Concord. We are talking Concord Comfort Food Week. With me, Chef Julio. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. I'm fine.
I followed my nose and I found the good food. Before we talk about the food, I have to ask you first, what are we drinking? What do you have?
This is a pisco sour. It's a pisco, couple lime, and then in a mix shake. Yeah, this is a pisco sour.
With a little happy face on the top.
Happy face.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're drinking, you've got a happy face, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I have a little Malbec. Salut, chef, or cheers. Grab your glass here. Say cheers to me. Here we go. Thank you. We have to have a little drink together. Here we go. Perfect Malbec. We've got the ice machine going as well. We're in the belly of the beast. We're here in the restaurant at Lima, here in Concord. Chef, before we talk about the dish, I want to talk about your journey in food. You grew up not too far from Lima in Peru. Where exactly did you grow up in Peru?
So this is Peruvian classic adobo. So this is always cooking flavor for my mom. So, and then always I like cooking nice and beautiful flavor for everybody. And then it's all the flavors for my mom, sure. My grandma.
So your mom and your grandma were the ones cooking. And where did you live in Peru? Where did you live when you were young?
It's Andahuayla, Sapurimac. So it's for the Lima, it's like 15 hours too late for upside the capital. So,
okay. And your mom was cooking, and grandma. What was your favorite dish? Firstly, from grandma, what was your favorite dish that grandma cooked?
My grandma cooking a classic food only for the core. Peruvian core, this is like soup, like a puree, like a cremini. Yep. This is very simple. Garlic, sure. Garlic, onions, and then blended fresh core. This is the best cremini core soup.
When you have this today, it reminds you of grandma, yeah?
Yes.
What about mama? What was your favorite dish that your mama cooked?
My mama is, I like it, your ají de gallina. It's chicken, ají amarillo, a little bit cheese. And then that one, I like it. This is a different flavor.
Do you remember the first dish that you cooked for your mom? What was it, the first thing you cooked for her?
I was cooking lomo saltado. So my mom, she loved lomo saltado. And then when coming to Lima, it was go back after a couple of years. And then, mama, I need to cook something for you. What are you cooking for me? I'm cooking lomo saltado. Lomo saltado? Okay, show me how you cook it. Oh, wow. So
what is that dish? What's in it?
It's a lomo saltado. It's a tenderloin beef with onions, tomato, and then fries. So when they're cooking first beef, after that onions, when it's cooked, add a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of vinegar, and then add the fries, onions, garlic, and that's it.
So what did mama say when you made that dish for her?
When they, you fire the pans? You need to fire the pan. Yeah, it's a flavor. You need to smoke flavor in the pan. And when she tastes it, oh, wow. I like your food. It's good. How you cook this one? Because you show me how to cook lomo saltado before, but it's a different flavor. So that's a different flavor.
Yeah.
I like this one because beef is very nice.
Tender.
Yeah.
So what was the most important lesson for you from your mom in cooking? The most important lesson that she taught you?
She say, I like your flavor. So you are a nice person. If you cook like this, everybody, your food is like love.
So flavor, very important.
Flavor, very important.
And taste as you go, yes, always?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to bring in Elizabeth here. Elizabeth, good to see you. Your son John is your executive chef here, working with Julio.
Right.
So Concord Comfort Food Week is coming up here. Why is it important for you and the restaurant to be part of this week?
Well, we're part of the community, and we like to support the community as well. We're part of it, so we want to make sure that they know our dishes, they enjoy our food, and we want to support everything that goes here.
And is this dish right here, which we're going to talk about, this is a taste of Peru, a taste of home. This is comfort.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the dish. What is it?
Well, the dish is basic rice and beans, and then we put the pork adobo, which is pork with very nice spices and a little of salsa criolla, which makes it like your taste buds will just enjoy it so much. People just love the dish.
And for you, having a restaurant here called Lima, it must be like coming home every single day, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes just so walking in and smelling the aroma of some of the dishes, it's just like going back home, going back to growing up years. Yeah, when I was a little girl back home.
Yeah, a taste of home. And chef, tell me about the spices. What are the other dishes inside here?
Okay, so the spices in there is ají amarillo, a little couple pieces, and then ají panca. Ají panca is a red chili sauce. And then in there is garlic, onions, black pepper, cumin, oregano. That's it, and it blended all together. And then put it in the oven. Yeah, and then after that, you put in a little couple of parsley, mint, like herbs for flavor. So there's more flavor in there. Yeah? And then cook in the oven for 3 hours.
Well, yeah. It would be naughty for us to be here and not have a little taste. Just chef, grab a knife and fork. Elizabeth, you got to help me here.
Please, go ahead.
A little bite. Would you mind cutting a little bit for me, Elizabeth?
Absolutely.
So, folks, if you've just joined us, Concord Comfort Food Week, celebrating all things cuisine, food that makes your tummy happy. We're here at the restaurant Lima, just off the square here in Concord. And this incredible dish, adobo de chancho, pork adobo, and in one little bite, here we go, chef, come on, eat with me. I never eat alone. Here we go. Some beans. Wait a minute. A little pork. And a little bite. Oh, here we go. Oh, my. Wow. Sorry, chef. This is all mine. That is so good. You know, a lot of love, a lot of passion, and patience to cook this dish. Because the pork for a few hours before you go and add the rest of the ingredients, it's 3 hours that you let it do its thing, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Listen, you know what you're doing, Julio. Put it right there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. Of course. Elizabeth, thank you so very much.
Thank you. It
was a pleasure. And I'm sorry I didn't get to meet John next time, but I got to meet Julio, so that's good. Folks, if you're listening, Concord Comfort Food Week, come see our friends here at Lima Restaurant right on the square. And let me tell you, this dish, it'll make your tummy happy. Adobo de chancho, pork adobo. We'll share the recipe with you and more info on Concord Comfort Week, Comfort Food Week, kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap. Chef, Elizabeth, salut.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salut.
Cheers. Salut, salut. Salut con pisco y vino.
Yes, back at you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.